Ramsey TV.
I got something to tell you today that might sound radical at first, but I'm going to explain it to you. And that is that the blood of Jesus Christ, saved by his blood, the blood of Jesus Christ, is just like our blood. There was nothing special. There was nothing special about the physical blood of Jesus Christ. Welcome to MZTV. I'm your host, Martin Zender. His red corpuscles, his white blood cells, his red blood cells, the plasma. He was the son of Mary. He was the son of David. Physically, he came from his mother Mary. His father, of course, was God, but his flesh was like ours. He had the spirit without measure, but that didn't change his physical composition. And yet, aren't we saved by the blood of Christ? Yes, but blood is used as a figure for suffering. There's a common misunderstanding that there's a scripture verse that says, the life is in the blood. That is not true. That's a mistranslation. Typical King James mayhem. The truth is, the soul is in the blood. The life is in the spirit. The soul is in the blood. That is, blood allows us to suffer. Thanks, blood. Well, when the blood drains from your head, you pass out. If you get frostbite and the blood is removed from your hands, you don't feel them anymore. When the blood is gone, you don't feel anything anymore. This is why when they killed the lambs in the sacrificial system in Israel, they slit the throat because it was a merciful way to die. Because once you drain the blood, there's no suffering. Because the soul, that is the sensations, the soul is in the blood, not the life. The life is in the spirit. Damn those mistranslations. So when we say we're justified by the blood of Christ, for instance, let me go to Romans 5. This is a huge passage on this topic. Much rather than being now justified in his blood, we shall be saved from indignation through him. That's Romans 5, 9. Justified in his blood. Let me explain to you the difference between justification and conciliation because it goes back to Adam. Christ did two things. He suffered and he died. And the suffering involved his blood. This is why his blood was not drained. Unlike the sacrifices in Israel, his blood was not drained until after his suffering had been accomplished. This is horrible to talk about. His blood had to remain in his body because we are justified through his blood because he needed to suffer. Suffering was vitally important for our salvation, for our justification. It's not just he died. See, we're justified in his blood, in his suffering. He had to suffer so that we could enjoy this thing that we call justification. Righteousness by faith. What bought that? The death of Christ? No, the suffering of Christ. The blood of Christ. His blood was not drained until all his suffering had been accomplished. He had to suffer. And this is why. Suffering answered the first condition of Adam. In the Garden of Eden, Adam entered into two states. He's suffering and death. Suffering and death. He suffered because of what he did. God said, you sin, then everything's going to go harder for you. You're going to have trouble tilling the soil. You're going to have to, by the sweat of your brow, bring forth crops. Eve, childbearing is not going to be such a easy path for you. So suffering. Adam entered into suffering. Suffering is what we feel as we go through life, and it's because of what Adam did. But there's something else happened to Adam. He began to die, and his wife, on the day they ate of the forbidden fruit. But they died for a different reason. They didn't die because of what they did. They died because of what they became. They became enemies of God at that point. They died because they had lost the fellowship with God. And the next verse here says, for if being enemies, we were conciliated to God through the death of his son. See, Jesus Christ entered the death state for something deeper than sin, deeper than things we do, and that is becoming enemies of God. For that, Christ entered the death state, and what that resulted in was conciliation, was peace. His suffering results in justification. His death results in peace. Because again, we have two problems: sin / suffering and death. People die irrespective of their sin, right? Death is just a state passed on to us through Adam. All sin, death is passed through unto all mankind, Romans 5:12, upon which all sin. So death is passed onto us irrespective of what we do. It's because of the enemies we became. We became enemies of God. We offended God's feelings. We didn't personally, but our forefather did. He passed a death state onto us, and it's a problem. It's a problem. It says here being enemies, so that's a separate thing. God is commending this love of his to us, seeing that while we are still sinners, Christ died for our sakes. Much rather than being justified in his blood, we'll be saved from indignation through him. For if being enemies, we were conciliated. God conciliates enemies, he justifies sinners. Let me say that again. God conciliates, brings peace to enemies. That answers what we became, what we are. But he justifies sinners, what we do. And this answers to the first problems in Eden: sin and death, what Adam did and what he became. So it is essential. It's a terrible thing. It's not my plan. I didn't come up with it. It's essential that Christ suffer. Because, see, our justification involves things that we do, Right? We sin. We sin because of what we are, but God considers these two separate categories: enmity and sinning. So we sin because of what we do. So Christ did something to answer what we do. I'm not talking about entering into the death state now. He had to suffer. His blood had to remain in him because we're justified in his blood. Says it right there, Romans 5:9, being justified in his blood. That's why I had to explain to you right at the beginning that the blood, you missed the point if you think the blood is talking about the physical substance, the plasma, the corpuscles, the blood cells. It's not. His blood was just like everybody else's. It's the aspect, it's blood put as a figure for suffering. Why didn't Christ just die? Yeah, right. Because, see, that was what the lambs did in the types in the Old Testament. The lambs were, again, their throats were slit. Terrible thing. I didn't invent it again, okay? I didn't invent it, but their throats were slit so that they wouldn't suffer. But that was dealing only with one aspect. It was all ceremonial. You know, it just ceremonially covered Israel's sins for another year, and it looked forward to the one, capital O, Jesus Christ, coming one time for the sins of all. But it was a far deeper problem than a mere ceremonial bloodletting and sacrifice. He had to suffer for hours. And the humiliation is part of it too. You couldn't go without it. And I'm not sure why about that. But it was essential. And his suffering was essential. His blood had to remain in him to cover us for what we do. Every jerk, every writhe, every pain he felt is what bought your justification. It's what bought God being able to look at you and say, you are righteous. The Praetorian guards beating him, slapping him in the face, hitting him in the nose, pushing him. The crown of thorns pushed down on his head. The scourging. The rubbing of the cross, of the pole on his back as he dragged it, every suffering, every pain he had from the time of his arrest to the time of his death. That is why you are justified. That is why God can declare you righteous, because what he did and felt answered what you do. His deed of suffering, of being crucified, the nails going through his wrist and his feet, answered all of your sins. Christ died because of what we do. He suffered because of what we do. He spilled his blood because of what we do. He died because of what we are. An old humanity. Now, for the deeper problem of enmity, for the deeper problem of becoming enemies of God, Jesus Christ then, after his suffering was completed, entered the death state. This is what took the old humanity down. This is what took the bigger problem down, that the old humanity is continually dying, is that we have a mortality issue. And so to answer that, Christ died. He answered the thing with the thing. That's something that's hard to understand. He answers our suffering with his suffering. But his suffering is so great that it overcomes it, and it almost like it cancels it out. And so his death answers our death. And because his death was so, mixed with faith, and you must see the faith of Christ in going into the death state. This is why Paul's evangel, the cornerstone of it, is understanding the death of Christ, because it is vitally important. His faith in that death, knowing that he was God's son, that's different than us. We know that we're sinners, we deserve to die. He didn't. And so his death was far larger than our deaths. It was totally unjustified for him. It was totally not right, but he voluntarily took that on. And so his death being larger took our death away. It's like fighting fire with fire. So he fights our sins with his suffering, and he fights our mortality with his own death. So the first two problems in Eden, suffering and death, Christ answers on the cross by suffering and dying. But his suffering and dying, that is the blood, the suffering and dying, was so much greater than ours that it cancels ours out. It takes the old humanity to the grave, and it justifies us in spite of all the things we do. And for this, what can we possibly do in light of this? All we can do is thank God for his indescribable gratuity.